yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
For a group of schoolboys in northern Yemen, the second Thursday of August was supposed to be a memorable day, a trip marking the end of their summer classes. This video, taken by one of the boys, shows his classmates on a packed school bus, excited for the much-anticipated day ahead. Within hours, the boy who took the video, along with most of his friends, would be dead. Killed after a Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit their bus.
هذه الحقائق تشير لنا أن عدد الشهداء مجملاً إلى حد هذه اللحظة 51 شهيد وأن عدد الجرحى بالمجمل 79 جريح.
On August 13, 4 days after the attack, thousands of mourners gathered in the city of Sada for a mass funeral for the boys. The procession was one of several organized across Yemen. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attack and called for an independent and prompt probe into the strike. And UNICEF called the airstrike the worst attack on children since Yemen's war began in 2015.
This is one of the deadliest attacks against children in Yemen since the beginning of the conflict. It's a massacre of children. A huge number of children are still in the hospital and maybe many of them would die. It's totally unacceptable. And it's a flagrant violation of international humanitarian law and the rules of war that are clear about the principles of distinction, proportionality and precaution.
The war is now the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with more than 22 million people in desperate need of aid and protection, according to the United Nations. The bus attack shows the cost of Yemen's war on civilians, but it also shows the indifference of the Western powers enthusiastically arming the coalition. How have the United States and the United Kingdom, who have made billions from arms sales to Saudi Arabia, reacted to this incident? Have they suspended their arms sales to the coalition? Have they called on the United Nations to impose sanctions on coalition leaders responsible for repeated laws of war violations in Yemen? The UK government spoke of its deep concern about civilian deaths, while the US says it's sufficient for the Saudi-led coalition alone to investigate the attack.
In Yemen, which appears to have killed dozens of children, the Saudis obviously are the ones who conducted this, but they do that with weapons supplied by the U.S., with training supplied by the U.S., and with targeting information, targeting data supplied by the U.S. How can something like this happen?
How can something like that report happen? Well, yeah. I think we would start by saying, how can situations like this happen? You know, we don't have the full details about what happened on the ground. We've certainly seen the news reports of what has been reported happened, okay? I can't confirm all the details because we are not there on the ground. We can say that we're certainly concerned about these reports that resulted, that there was an attack that resulted in the deaths of civilians. We call on the Saudi-led coalition to conduct a thorough and transparent investigation into the incident.
Contrary to UN and rights groups' findings, the coalition has repeatedly found no evidence coalition forces violated the laws of war. A few days after the attack, the Foreign Affairs Minister of the United Arab Emirates, which is part of the coalition, appeared to justify the use of force in the airstrikes.
War is not something that can be actually a clean operation. Unfortunately, I have to say that, and I'm not going to come and sit here and say war led by us can be a clean operation.
Images from the site show fragments that appear to be from the 500-pound MK-82 bomb, which the U.S. still sells to Riyadh. While the images should be verified, pieces of MK-82 bombs have surfaced repeatedly amid the ongoing bombing campaign on Yemen. The bombs made shocking headlines in 2016 when the coalition bombed a community hall in Sana'a during a funeral, killing more than 140 people and wounding 525 others.
Good friends over.
Despite repeated calls by NGOs and even U.S. lawmakers to halt arms supplies to the Saudis amid the Yemen war, the U.S. is still the biggest supplier of arms to the Saudis.
That some of the things that have been approved and are currently under construction and will be delivered to Saudi Arabia very soon, and that's for their protection. But if you look in terms of dollars, $3 billion, $533 million, $525 million, that's peanuts for you. Should have increased it.
As for Britain's role, the British have supplied the Saudi kingdom with £4.7 billion worth of arms since the start of the war. That according to the Campaign Against Arms Trade. Aircraft, helicopters, drones, bombs, missiles, all supplied by the UK to be quite possibly dropped on the heads of children laughing on the way back from a picnic. Just months ago, the British government feted the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, unveiling a joint £100 million aid deal, granting this to the kingdom's humanitarian PR, while BAE Systems announced the sale of another 48 Typhoon jets. Moreover, British military personnel are directly involved in helping the Saudi war effort. The Saudis think they can get away with killing innocents, including children, for a very simple reason. They enjoy the military and diplomatic support of the West. But as long as their Western allies are complicit, no doubt these horrors will continue. Back in June 2016, then UN Chief Ban Ki-moon decided to blacklist the Saudi-led coalition for killing Yemeni children. However, he withdrew his decision after Riyadh threatened to cut its funds to UN programs.
My latest report on children and armed conflict has documented the harrowing situation of Yemen's children. There has been fierce reaction to my decision to temporarily remove the Saudi-led coalition countries from the report's annex. This was one of the most painful and difficult decisions I have had to make. The report describes horrors no child should have to face.
Since the onset of the war, the coalition has carried out more than 16,000 air raids on the Arab world's poorest country, with more than 3,000 raids on Sada'a alone, the city the recent tragedy struck in. Thursday, before the attack was mounted, the UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, had said that he was inviting the warring sides in Yemen for talks in Geneva in September. Some political observers believe the strike's timing was an attempt to torpedo the peace plan altogether. According to UNICEF, more than 5,000 children have been killed or injured in the Saudi-led war, amounting to an average of 5 children every day since March 2015. If the international community is really determined to minimize civilian harm in Yemen, this harrowing incident should mark the point of no return. If the tragic deaths of so many children in a single day doesn't stir their conscience, what will?